Mishnah Rishayin Amru, the first Mishnah held, Ashayishta Revias Yayin. You only chayiv if you drink a Revias Yayin. Less than that, you're not chayiv. And on this, Rabbi Kiva says, Afilu Shara Pita B'Yayin. Even if you only like soak your bread in wine, the Yeshba Kadei Letzarev Kezayis Chayiv. You don't have to drink a Revias of wine. You don't even have to drink a kezias of wine. But if you only take your bread and soak it in wine, and now you eat it, so if the wine and the bread together is the size of a kezias, for that you chayiv. You don't need a kezias of wine itself, but mamish together, the bread and the wine together, for that you'll be chayiv. That's the machlokes. The Mishnah Rishon, first they said, you have to drink a revias of yayin, and the Bekiva says no, that's enough just to dip your bread into wine, and if together it's a kezayis yichayiv. V'chayiv al hayayim b'fnei yatzmoi, v'yal ha'anovim b'fnei yatzmon, v'yal ha'chatzanim b'fnei yatzmon, v'yal ha'zagim b'fnei yatzmon. Each one of these things you eat separately, yichayiv. So Taisa says, v'nira di'ika chidish d'hanakama bo'loyma, chayiv al ha'zagim b'fnei yatzmon. Emochal levad min azagin. If you only eat the kezayis of zagin, of the pits, for that yichayiv. That's a chiddush. But otherwise, of course, pashut that if you drink wine, or if the revias is from the wine, yichayiv. Doesn't have to be a mixture of things together. Yichayiv on each one separately. Of course, chita. That's what it says. The Ikechidish here is on the Chatzan, like we'll see in the Gemara, on the Chatzan of Malon Yechayiv. Now, Rebbe Lezer ben Azayi, what he meant? No, he argues and says, no, Ein Chayiv Achiyocho Shnei Chatzanim Vizug, Vizag. Now that's the Machlokes. Tanakama says, Chatzan of Malon Yechayiv for. And Rebbe Lezer ben Azayi says, no, a Nozer is not Chayiv unless he eats two pits and a shell, but without it, to all this together, he's Potter. Rashi learns here that the chatzanim hein hagarinim, the chatzanim are the pits, the zagim hein haklipin, and the zagim is the shell. So you have to eat, so he said, two pits and a shell. Now Elohein, now really this is the machlokes in the Mishnah. Elohein chatzanim v'elohein zagim. What is considered to be chatzanim and what is considered to be zagim? Ha chatzanim elo hachitzonim. The Tanakhama says that the chatzanim, that's the shells. The outside. Hazagim elu apnimim. That's the pits inside. Divra Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, just the opposite. Shlei Titzi, shouldn't make a mistake. Kezug shabahema. It's like the bell on an animal. Hachitzoin zug. The outside is called the bell. The apnimim, the inside is called the invul. It's called like the inside is called the banger. So melo the zag is called the outside. So Rabbi Yossi holds the zagim, that's the shells, and the chatzanim, that's the pits. So it's a machlokes, what's chatzanim, what's zagim are? Whether one means pits and one means shells, exactly which one of they are. So the Gemara sounds like this. Shloisha minim isurim benozir, hatuma. A nozir b'yikar has three halachas to watch himself from, not to be matama lemesim, not to take a haircut, and not to drink from wine. Now, first of all, the deek of the Mishnah says, the third thing was, Hayyotzim in Agefen. If he eats or drinks something that comes out of the grapes. So it's Mashma, Hayyotzim in Agefen in. But Gefen Atzmeloi, Mashma, grapes itself, there's nothing wrong with. There's only wrong with what comes out of the grapes. But Mashma, the Gefen itself, is Mutta. So Hura Masnissin, the like Rebbe Lezer. Our Mishnah does not go like Rebbe Lezer. So Rash turns like this. Gefen atzman loy, I'm sure the Gefen does not mean the grapes, but Gefen means kagoin olin v'lulvin. Midlaton revusa Gefen atzman. I'm sure. Avad the grapes, avad the tzasa. Gefen here means the vine itself. As we medayik, what comes out of the vine, that's what's awesome. But mashma, the vine itself, the leaves and the stem of it, that's what's muta. That's what's mashma for our Mishnah. Hey, only hayotzim Gefen comes out of the stem. Is also the grapes of Adar are also, but just the stem itself or the leaves itself, mashm it's muta. And this Gemara says, Masnissin like Reb Lezer. Our Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer. The Tanya learned like this. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, Reb Lezer says, filu olin velum v'mamashma. Or nozer is not allowed to eat even the leaves or the stems of the vine. Not only the grapes, but even the stems and the vines. That's Reb Elezer shita. So Rechnami, our mission is not like Reb Elezer. And he could diyamir lo ha-seifa. Some make this diyuk on the seifa of al-mishnah. It says what? Ein ha-chayiv elo ad she-yoichol min ha-novim kezayis. Unless you eat a kezayis of the grapes. That's what al-mishnah says. So smashma min ha-novim in, only from the grapes is a nozer chayiv if he eats from. But me ha-gefen ha-tzmerloi, but mashma if he eats from the actual vine itself, from the leaves on it or the stems on it, that a nozer is mutter. So chur ma-sif and like Rebbe Eliezer, that our mission is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Afilu Olin Velul V'mamashma. He learns when the Torah asks us a nozer not to drink, not to eat the gefen, even the leaves itself are included in the yisr of gefen. All right, turn over. So Gemara says now, V'may Kemiflugi, what's the machlokes of our mission and Rabbi Eliezer? Reb Elezer Dorish Riboy Umiyutei, he dashes from a Riboy and a Miyut, and Rabbonin Dashi Kloli Aprati, Rabbonin rather dashing the aside of a Klal and a Prat. What does that mean? Reb Elezer Dorish Riboy Umiyutei, he dashes a Riboy and a Miyut. The Pasuk says, Miyayin Veshechar Yazir. You should what? Yazir means you have to keep away from Yayin Veshechar, the wine and old wine. Miyut, that's the Miyut. Mashmah, the only thing you have to stay away from is wine. Then the pasuk says, "Mikol asher yasim migefen." Anything that comes out from the vine, from the gefen ayayin, that's ribui, that's marba, mashm anything. Not only wine, but anything that comes out of the grapes, out of the vine, that's called a ribui. So the klal is miyut v'ribui. When you have first the miyut, and then the Torah says a ribui, including everything. The halacha is ribui hakol, it includes everything. My riba, riba kol mili, it includes everything. That means even the leaves and the stems also. If so, my miyuta, what do we need the meat altogether for? Miyut shabishta. It only takes out the shabishta. Yeah, shabishta, that's the zemoiris. That's the vine itself. Sharigin mitagim shabishta. Mechatsan and viyadzer. Now the kitzah, in other words, the actual stem itself, the long, thick stem, that's yinat chayim. That's the miyut. That the Torah says only from wine and not from the thick stem itself. But then when the Torah says a ribui, it means to include everything. Everything means anything. It's only not the thick stem, but the leaves and the small stems right next to the grapes for that yichai. That's where Reb Elezer dashes. He dashes the pot of the Torah, so ribui and a miyut. That's one way to dash in the Torah. For Rabbana dash, you know, not with the power of a ribui and a miyut, but rather with a kloli aproti, with a klal and a prat. And then he dashes like this. The puzzle says, Miyayin v'shecha yaz, to stay away from wine. That's a prat. Mashma, only wine. Then the puzzle says, Mikol asher yasim migef, anything that comes out of the vine. Migef and a yayin. Klal, that's a general rule. So we dashes like this. Then the puzzle says, Mechatsanim v'yadzag, from pits and shells, is chozer a prat. The Torah then says another prat, one case. So the klal is like this. Klal or prat a klal, when the Torah first says a prat like one case, then it says a general rule, then again it says only one case, is the atadan el kain a prat. It has to be something like the prat. Even the klal, the general rule, has to be like the prat. Ma prat mefurish pri. Uvstelus pri, just like the prat means the yayin, has to be something that comes out of the pri itself. Av kol pri uvstelus pri. Anything from the fruit that comes out of the fruit itself, the pits and shells also. Now, if so, ima prat mefurish pri gomer. Maybe the prat means a complete pri, the grape itself. Av kol pri gomer omarta. Maybe only a full pri. Im kei manich lecho akosav amashma shlo yomru. Anovim lachem yaveshim oksiva. The pasuk only meant to say from a good fruit, like not the pits and shells. So, why does the pasuk have to say it? It's said in the rim. Like im kei manich lecho akosav amashmo. What are you leaving over that wasn't said yet? Shlo yomru. Anovim lachem yaveshim oksiva. Yain v'chaymes oksiva. Both these things say in the Torah already. Ho'ein alecha lodin. What can you eat here? Kolosh anachon el kolosh an rishon. V'miachas shosefino l'rabba is kol dov v'matam loyim v'chatsan v'yadzad loyim aloch kol mokim sha'atamoytzi prat u'klal yat v'shur l'moshchul adoyin l'kein ha'prat. אלא נעשה כלל מויסב על הפרט אשר פרט לכל הכל דרס הפרט לכל בנוסים. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this Gemara again tomorrow. Yeah. Well, Naflam Adal Ramadal. Start again the new parish. Shloisha Minim Asur Benozir. A Nozir is also with three types of things. Hatuma Vatakalachas Fihayetsim and Agetim. He can't be Matama Lameisim, he can't take a haircut. And he's not allowed to eat things that come out from the geffen, from the vine. Now, v'chol ha-yotzim min ha-geffen, anything that comes out of the geffen, out of the vine, is mitzar from zeh zeh. That means they can be come together to make the shear. In other words, you have grapes, you have the pits, you have the shells. Even though you have to eat a kezayis, it doesn't have to be a full kezayis of one thing. All the things that come out are mitzar from zeh zeh. If you eat the chatzis zayis of the pits, the chatzis zayis of the shells, you chayiv. Now, v'yein chayiv achiyochum in hanovim kezayis. But with the tad of Tanakam holds, on the other is chayiv of eats the kezayis. If eats the kezayis of the grapes, that's the shiur to chayiv for another. Mishnah Rishaynomro. Now, the first Mishnah first held like this, that achiyishtu revias yayin, elechanami. If you eat grapes, achila, that's always the kezayis. You chayiv if you eat a kezayis. When you go to drink wine, drinking wine, then the shear is a revias. Like other shtiyas, whenever you have an issa of shtiyah, usually the issa of a shtiyah is revias. So that's what the Mishnah Rishonah held. That a nazir is only chayiv gets malchus if he drinks a revias of wine, a revias halug. Rabbi Akiva Vaymeno, that afilo shara pita b'yayin. Rabbi Akiva holds two chidushim. One, he holds even wine, the chayiv is a kezayis. You don't have to drink a revias worth of wine. You chayiv if you only drink a kesayis worth of wine. And another chiddush Rabbi Akiva holds is that afilu shara pita b'yayin. Even if you take bread and dip it into the wine, v'yesh by kedei letzaref kesayis chayiv. That he holds heter mitzaref liyisa. We'll see a sugya in the Gemara later. That means even though bread is heter and the wine is the yisa, they're mitzaref together. So therefore, he holds if you have the bread and the wine together with the share of a kezayis, a nazir is chayiv. So you see two chiddushim in Rabbi Akiva. First of all, wine does not need a revias. Wine is also enough just to have a kezayis. And the bigger chiddush is that you don't need the whole kezayis worth of wine, but it's enough to have a kezayis of heter and issa together. That means the bread and the wine together with the kezayis, for that you chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, V'chayiv al ha-yayim b'fnei yatzmon, v'al ha-novim b'fnei yatzmon, v'al ha-chatzan b'fnei yatzmon, v'al ha-zagim b'fnei yatzmon. Each one of them is like its own chiv. It's also for another to drink wine, or to eat grapes, or to eat the shells, or to eat the pits. And therefore, if you eat the kezayis of each one of them, you get malchus. So each one is like a lav by itself. So therefore, if another drinks a revias yayin, and then he eats grapes, he'll be over two lavim. He'll get two times malchus. Each one yichayiv b'fnei yatzman. We have Elazar ben Azayah, we know that ein chayiv atchiyochol shnei chatzanim v'zag. He holds that chatzanim v'zag, the pits and the shells, it's not a separate issa each one. You only chayiv if you eat two pits and the shells. The shnei chatzanim means two pits, v'zag and the shell around them. We'll see in the Gemara how he knows this. Now, Elohen Chatzan of Elohen Zagin. Really, it's a machlokes, what's called the Chatzanim, the Torah says, and what's called the Zagin. Ha Chatzanim Eloh Achitzanim. The Tanakam holds that the Chatzanim, that's the shell, the outer side. And Ha Zagim Eloh Achnimim, that's the pit itself. Inside the pit itself, that's called the Zagin. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi Yaimino, Shalotita, don't make a mistake, it's just the opposite. It's Kizuk Shel Behema. The same way you have a bell on the neck of an animal. That hachitzayin zug, what's called the zug? The outside bell, the bell itself, the outside, that's called the zug. So the real zag is the shell. The apnimi, the inside is the invul, that's what the banger that bangs. See here also, that's the chatzanim. So Rabbi Yossi holds the chatzanim is the pits. And that's really Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah sheet also. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah says, the only chayiv atchiyecho shnei chatzanim. Means you have to eat two pits and its shell around the pit itself. Now the Mishnah explains The Mishnah says, Shloisha minim asurim benozir. Hatuma, three things a nozir is also with. Then the Mishnah says that hayotzim min hagefen. What comes out from the gefen, what comes out from the vine, that's what it's chayiv for. So the diyuk is, hayotzim min hagefen in, that yes, but gefen atzmai loy. Mashma, the gefen, the vine itself, that's your potter. Mashma, if you eat the leaves, or the shoots of the gefen itself, that's your potter on. So Gemara says, Mastisim like Reb Eleza. If so, our Mishnah is not like Reb Eleza Shita. Titania will learn like this. Rabbi Eleza Weimer, Afilu Olin Velulvin Vamashma. When the Torah says you can't eat grapes, the gefen, it doesn't only mean the fruit itself, but it even includes the olin, the leaves, the lulvin, and the shoots. The shoots are also included in the gefen. So our mission is not like Rabbi Eliezer. And Ika the army, some want to say, Ika the army la seifa. Some want to say that from the ratio you can't make, bring a diik. Hayotzim and a gefen may also include the olin and the lulvin, but rather the diik is from the seifa of the Mishnah. That the seifa of the Mishnah says, Ein chayiv elad sheyoichol min hanovim kezayis. He only chayiv of either kezayis of the grapes itself. So diik is, min hanovim in. You only chayiv if you eat the grapes, if a nozer eats the grapes. Of a mehagefen atzman loy, but from the shoots, from the leaves of the gefen, that mashmi apota. That's what our mission holds. See, if so, mas nisim like Rabbi Eliezer. Our mission is not like Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The Tanya, because we learned like this. Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer holds, that our filo olin veluvim v'mashma. When the Torah asks the nozir not to eat the gefen, the wine, the grapes, it also includes the leaves and the shoots of the vine are also included. So Mar says, now, what's the machlokes, our Mishnah and Rabbi Eliezer? That our Mishnah is only mashma, the grapes are also, but the leaves and the shoots, that's mutav. So what's the machlokes? So Mar says, it's the machlokes, how do you dash in the Torah? That Rabbi Eliezer dorish ribuyumit. That's the way he dashes the Torah. An extra, a ribuy means it includes a lot, and then a miyat means only one thing. And the Rabbonin dash in the Torah with the klal of klali aproti. That's another way to dash in the psukim. There's a klal, and then there's a prat. And they come out with different types of limudim, depending upon how you learn. So it's like this. Rabbi Eliezer dashi, ribuy amiyat. Rabbi Eliezer dashi is the ribuy and the miyat. The pasuk says, "Miyayin v'sheicher yazir." You have to keep yourself away from wine and from sheicher. So miyat. That's mashma. Only these things and nothing else. It's excluding other things. Then the pasuk says, "Mikol asher yasim migefen hayayin." Anything that comes out of the vine of the wine. That's ribo. That's including everything. Mashma. Anything that comes out of the vine. Says so. The klal is miyat for ribui. If first the Torah says a miyat, mashma only one thing. And then the Torah says a ribuy, mashm everything, is ribo hakol. Really the last thing, the ribuy, that's the ikur, that's the main thing. We include everything. Ma ribo, what are we including? Ribo kol mili, anything that comes out of the gefen, like we'll soon see, even the leaves, and even the shoots. Ma miyat, but what, there is a miyat though, mashm only yayin v'sheicha, mashm not something else, what are we taking out? Ma miyat, miyat shavishto. The shavishto, that's the twigs itself. The twigs itself of the vine, that you put it. That's not edible, that's not the, also to the nozir. So the twigs, the actual, like the big vine itself, that's mutter. Mashenke and the leaves and the shoots, that's awesome. That's the Rebbe Eliezer dashens. For Rabbona dashi, the klal is no with a klali aproti. How do we dashen it? The Torah says, miyayin v'sheicha yazi, have to stay away from wine. Prat, mashma only wine and not other things. Then the pasuk says, "Mikol asher yasim migefen hayayin." Klal, mashma anything that comes out of the vine, as oster for nozir. Klal, anything. Then the pasuk says, "Mechatzanim viyadzag," from the pits and the shells, is chazra prat. That's again a prat. Mashma only the pits and the shells. So the klal is prat or klal or prat. At first the Torah says a prat one thing. Then it says a klal everything. Then it ends off with a prat. The klal is that iyat tadan elkeina prat. True, you could add other things, but whatever you want to add has to be like the prat itself. It's not sound like a ribu, you can be marv anything you want. That you don't have, it's not stam like a ribui. It's taka a klal or prat a klal. We have the klal or prat, the prat in the middle. Therefore, what we're adding on now has to be something like the prat. That's the klal liat dan alakena prat. What does that mean? Maha prat mefurish pri upselus pri. Just like the prat itself is pri, is the fruits, the anovim miyain v'sheicher. Is who I did upselus pri. We'll say that means like vinegar. The upselus, the no good of the pri, the vinegar. Is afko pri upselus pri. It has to be something like the pri, like the grape itself, or else like the vinegar. That's what it has to be. But nothing else. So Gemara asks, imaha prat mefurish pri gomer. If the prat itself says the churayayin v'sheichor, which is masma, the fruit itself, is afko pri gomer. Maybe it only has to be a pri gomer. So Gemara says, Imarte, if so, if it only means to say something that's really edible, or real fruit, for as Gemara, that's all the ribuy is adding on, the klal, is only adding on something that's a real fruit, so Gemara says, then you don't need a klal for that. All the real fruits the Torah itself says, like in a klal, a prat, a klal, the klal has to, a prat, a klal, a prat, the Torah has to add something. So if it's only adding fruits, that's not called adding, because that the Torah says exactly. Like what are you leaving over? Shalom Yomra, that the Torah did not say. The Torah says, Anovim lachem b'yaveshim oksivi. The Torah says you can't eat dried and wet grapes. Yain v'chaim is oksivi. Not to drink wine, not to drink vinegar, the Torah says. Is so what's the klal? Is ha'ein olecha lodin kolosh achrin? You can't say like you just wanted to say. El kolosh and rishon, like the first one you wanted to say. Therefore, meyachesh or sefino the rabbi is called over. Since we want to add everything, so you want to say there's a klal, you're adding more than just what the Torah says over here. So once you come in, tear called over is matam leima mechatzan viyadzag. What do we have this last prat that's mashma only the pits and the shells? Is leimelach comes to teach us. That kol mokom sha'atamoytzi pratu klal. Whenever we have in the Torah a pratu klal, it's like this. You can't stand say it has to be main aprat, but rather elanasa klal moysev ala prat. That when a pratu klal, then we say the klal is moysev ala prat. That the klal, the main rule, that's the main thing, that's the ikur. That's called that. That klal meisav ala prat, that you go after the klal, the general rule. Ad sheyifrat l'cho akosav, unless the Torah says another prat. In other words, pratul klal alone would be main a klal. The klal would be the ikur. But if you have in the Torah a prat, then a klal, then a prat, then we say it has to be only like the prat. It's kederet sheport l'cho benazir, the same what the Torah says here by nazir. There's a lema, come teach us that komokom shatamaitzi pratu klal, pirish bialma. When you find it other places, so the main thing is the klal. The chenach gabinozir. Lule lo nichta bewunt to send the Torah chatzin vizag, shu prat achroin, yatir shol adoinu liashvoi kena prat, el nas the klal maisav ala prat. If it wouldn't have been for the last prat, then I would have said the klal is the main thing, and it's marb everything. What do you mean it's including everything? Then we would have even included even the leaves and the shoots. But now that the Torah says the last prat, it says again, chatzin v'zagin, it's called now a prat, uklal a prat, that iyatamar belakena prat. It has to be like the prat, that's a fruit. Mashenke, the leaves and the shoots that are not fruits, that's not included. So according to the Rabbanan, if you dash in a klal, a prat, a klal, you can't get the shoots and the leaves included. Now, Amamah, what did we just say? That maha prat mefurish pri of selos pri. Just like the prat itself starts off with the yayin v'sheichar, which means the pri and the selos pri. Let's also see what that means. Is af kol everything else also pri of selos pri. That's the pri and the selos pri. Now the Gemara says, what are these two things? Pre envy. The pre itself, that means the grapes. If you eat the grapes, that's for sure also. Pselus pre, what's called the pselus of the pre? Mahi, what is that? That's chaimetz, that's vinegar. In other words, when the wine that came out became spoiled, that's vinegar, that's called psalus pri. Is af kol pri, mahi, so what do you mean to say, also all types of pri, what does kol pri mean? So Gemara says, gehurki. That means gehurki, Tosafot says, pirish boiser. That means unripe grapes. It doesn't have to be a fully ripe grape. Then it says, af kol, did psalus pri, in other words, we're marba, all types of pri, and all types of psalus pri. So all types of peris means not only fresh, ripe ones, but even ones that are not ripe yet. What's called psalus pri? All types of vinegars. What does all type means? Mahi. Amarabkana lesuya invi dichroin. The Torah says that means anovim shesliyu. That means if you have grapes that has worms inside them, that's also awesome. Even though it's a psalus, it's not so good, that's also included in the issa. Now, the Torah says, V'yadza, what does that mean? Oma revina lesuya devein habenim. That means in between. In other words, after you squeeze out the wine, the grapes, even the little bit of grape that's left over, that's also awesome. Devein habenim means in between. Like in between the pits and the shell, if any little bit of the grape is still left over, that's also awesome for the nazir to eat it. The Oma Mar, we just learned before, Ima haprat. Mefurish pre gummer, the prat says a pre, it has to be yayin. Maybe I've called pre gummer only a complete pre. Amarta, this if we said if that's true, in came hanich gosav mashmo shlo yomru. Like what didn't the Torah say, everything the Torah said? What did we leave over that the Torah didn't say? You have nothing to include then. If we're only including a gemar pre, a fruit that's finished, so we learned it all already. The Torah says it all. Anovim lachem yaveshim oksivi. The Torah says fresh and old grapes. Yain v'chaimis oksivi. If so, ain't a lechalot of glashin achim. Can't say you want to say only gemarpri. Helikoloshin rishon. Like the first thing, not only gemarpri, but even peres that are not finished, even voicer, even unripe fruits. It's also also for nozim. Well, mayachim correct the gemara shasofino l'rab is called over. Once we want to include everything, if so, matam loyim mechatzan of yadzav. Why does the Torah say Mechatzin v'yadzag? Loimla, come to teach us that Kol Mokom Shatamoytzi Prat Beklal is Iyater Rishor LaMoishchul Adorne Kena Prat Elanasa Klal Moisev Ala Prat. That usually when the Torah just says a Prat, then a Klal. So the main thing is not the Prat, but rather the Klal. If it would only be a Prat, then a Klal, we would learn out from the Klal the general rule is the Iker, and anything in the general rule is included. Unless the Torah then says another prat, that makes it into prat, uklal uprat, then we say, true, you learn more than the prat, but whatever you want to add has to be like the prat. Like the main things are the prat. No, the klal says something more, but it has to be like the prat. That's only because it ends off with a prat. But if you would only have just a prat and a klal, then the klal could tell us everything. But now when you have a last prat, the last prat tells us no, only like the